What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Florida man facing murder charges for killing his son with a power tool. Nothing like murdering your 16-year-old son using a power tool. The event unfolded when the grandfather found the lifeless teen and alerted authorities. Big surprise here, the suspect, the Florida man, the father, big meth user. He fled, but he was apprehended. That's what I mean, I've never, ever in my life tried anything like that, nor would I. But what the fuck does this shit do that makes you do these sort of things? I mean, what is firing in your mind that's the path you go down?
You know, I think with meth use, you know, when you've been doing it for years and years and years, I don't know. I also have never done it.
Yeah.
But I think because I see these people and you can tell that they're abusing something just by looking at them. But I think it just fries their brain. And I think it kind of might create, I don't know, but sort of like a schizophrenia in their brain where they're just convinced this person is evil or...
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, look at... obviously this person acted out this way, but I mean, just drive through, you know, any city. Like 90-some percent of American cities. And you'll go to an area where there's a lot of individuals who are suffering from addiction and are homeless, and it literally is like The Walking Dead. It's not just the... Oh, they're over there and they're asking for some money, or they're in their encampment or whatever. It looks like the fucking Walking Dead. Like, they are walking around staring at the ground with arms outstretched. I mean, it looks like if they found brains, they would be ready to eat them. It's horrifying that.
Well, and we've heard some really horrific stories that things that people have done while they were high on meth or various drugs, but meth in particular. Like, I think they just have these, they don't even know what's real and what's not real.
Yeah. I don't know.
Again, the poor grandfather trying to help him. What do you do? Yeah. What do you do?
The incident came to light when the deputies responded to a distress call from the 67-year-old grandfather named Stephen Rhoda. In Lake Wells, Florida, Mr. Rhoda reported that his 37-year-old son, Stephen Thomas Rhoda, had taken the life of his own grandson, a 16-year-old, Stephen Lee Rhoda. Mr. Rhoda informed authorities that he had left home to visit his wife, who was undergoing physical rehabilitation, and returned around 11 a.m. on a fateful Monday. Upon his return, he encountered his son, Stephen Thomas Rhoda, outside the house, who warned him not to enter. saying, "I wouldn't go in there if I were you." The grandfather quoted his son saying, "I killed someone. You might want to call the police." At least it, right to the point. According to investigators, it was not uncommon for the suspect who had been using meth since high school to experience psychotic episodes and make bizarre comments. Upon entering the home, the grandfather discovered the lifeless body of his 16-year-old grandson in the kitchen dining area. Investigators believe the teenager had been fatally injured with an angle grinder, a power tool typically used for cutting, grinding, polishing, and sharpening various metals. That's an interesting one to use.
I can't.
Sheriff Judd expressed his shock and dismay, saying, "There aren't adequate words to describe how horrific this event is." Stephen Thomas Rada had recently returned to the Lake Wales area, having spent time in Texas, Ohio, South Carolina, and other locations. He had an active warrant from South Carolina and was known to be a methamphetamine user since high school. Sheriff Judge described the victim as a stand-up, stellar young man who had been living with his grandfather to assist him while his grandmother underwent rehabilitation. The teenager had set to begin work at a fast food restaurant the following week to save money for a car. To have this worthless individual murder his son is inconceivable, Sheriff Judd declared while holding up a mugshot of Stephen Thomas Rada for cameras. And I like that phrasing. That's something that we need to have a little more understanding of when people are doing this sort of shit and we're like defending them of like, oh, we should have this fair trial. Worthless individual, because that's exactly what that person is. They have zero value to this world when doing things like this. And never, ever will. This guy has been nothing but a problem to society for a very long time, and now he's turned a troubled person into an evil one by murdering his son, creating a devastating situation for a loving family. Stephen Thomas Rada fled the scene of the murder before deputies arrived, but he was swiftly apprehended about a mile away and taken into custody. As of now, no clear motive for the murder has been established, because there isn't one.
There isn't one.
Because he's insane. And he's been on meth since he was in high school. And it's another one, too, where grandpa is taking care of the son because the son's such a fuck up. And it looks like he eventually let him back in his life. And that's the scary part with things like this. And if you're a parent, I can't imagine being in that situation. So it's hard to be like, here's how you should have handled it, because I've never been there. But accepting them back in when they're dangerous and they're addicts, it's a lose-lose for everybody.
And what's really upsetting about this story is that his son, the murder victim, was breaking the cycle, at least at this point in his life. You know, he's got this dad who's probably never really been part of his life, because how could he be?
Yeah.
He's been using meth. He was probably conceived when his dad was on meth.
Yeah.
So this poor kid has gone against everything, and everything I read about him, people said he was a great kid. Mm-hmm. He moved in with his grandparents to help his grandfather. Got a job. He's going to save up to buy his own car. You know, this is that's what you want to see.
Yep.
You know, this kid, you know, not following in the footsteps of his dad. And he was doing so well. Yeah. And then to not just be killed by his dad, but in a horrifically violent way.
Yeah.
It's just the saddest story.
That again would be another one where, like I've said before, like I could never be a police officer because it'd be very difficult not to pull out your revolver when you're arresting someone like that. And if you know the context of what the case is, it's like, okay, we're going to do society a favor here and remove you. But I'm sure he'll be
cops. Imagine what they walked in on. That had to have been horrific.
The trauma that one can cause for so many people. And then the kid gloves that we like to handle them with after, truly still shocking to me. There's a due process in this country, and we need that, and that's good. And nobody should be taking the law into their own hands, but I think the process needs a little improvement to stop these people in the first place. I can guarantee this is not the first time This man is going to see the inside of a prison cell.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.